Talking now with Gloucester Deputy Fire Chief Tom LaGrande, and follow up today's horrible accident in Gloucester. And Deputy, a lot of activity over on Concord Avenue, and maybe you could give us a little summary as to what happened, because a lot of damage, a lot of activity, and the state police had to be called in.
Yes, yeah, so approximately 2:35 this afternoon, we received a call for motor vehicle accident involving a rollover. We dispatched the appropriate ambulance, the ladder truck, as well as the West Gloucester engine. They're within a half a mile. They're right down the street on Concord Street. They arrived first, and unfortunately, they found that the occupant, the driver, was deceased upon their arrival. They quickly, you know, ascertained the scene to make sure it was safe for them to operate, as well as for people to be around there, because the vehicle had gone through, snapped off the bottom half of a telephone pole holding high voltage wires, took down a hydrant prior to its final resting place, and it landed on its roof. So after ascertaining that, unfortunately, that the driver was deceased, they were searching the vehicle as well as the surrounding area to make sure that there wasn't a second or a third occupant that was either ejected or had wandered out and was injured somewhere. And after doing that, they established the scene. The police were there, so shortly after that, the scene would have been turned over to the police, and they would have had to do, you know, they'll do their reconstruction and that aspect of it. So we play more of a supporting role when it comes to that point where the state troopers arrive. We did have other arriving units conduct a secondary search of the area as well, and that's something that we typically do, even in, like, for instance, a house fire where the first unit goes in and searches, we'll send the second crew in to do the same search, and just to double check to make sure. You send another crew in, a fresh crew in, to do the same search to assure that you didn't miss something the first time around.
Oh, jeepers. To your knowledge, Deputy, and I know this isn't your purview, but did the car come from the direction of Essex Avenue and cross that little island there onto Concord Street and then up into somebody's yard? Is that what happened?
From the debris field, that's what it looks like happened. It looks like it was traveling, I guess that would be eastbound towards towards the harbor, towards in-town on Essex Ave.
Okay.
It crossed over the island, and again, like I said, it snapped off that pole, the utility pole that was there, took out the fire hydrant, some of the shrubbery that was in the island planted, landed up in the yard right on the corner of Concord Street and Essex Ave.
And from what I understand, I know we're not going to ask about identity at this time, but from what I was told by someone at the scene, an official at the scene, the as far as he knew, the driver is not a resident of Gloucester or Cape Inn. Can you comment on that or not?
That's my understanding. I believe the police have made a positive identification, but I'm not going to speak for them at
right.
the time.
Of course.
Yes, but that's my understanding. I don't know if he is a new resident, and maybe his information hasn't caught up to him. So, like I said, I'd let the police speak as far as identifying him and whatever address he had.
Right, right.
And obviously they're going to make sure that they do their procedures properly, notify the next of kin, and as well as whatever they need to do with that.
Oh, man, it's just, it boggles the mind, and the amount of vehicles on scene and state, it was incredible. Helicopters up in the air, you just feel so bad for the family of this gentleman. And finally, Deputy, I had one more question to ask you, but I think I kind of lost it, so we'll let it go at that. Is there anything else that you want to mention?
No, I just want to say, unfortunately, the event was tragic, but I think all the crews worked well together. It could have been a lot worse, especially with the wires that were hanging there. The National Grid crew came and they secured that pole, and I imagine you saw that boom truck they had with the grapple at the end. That made it safe for everybody to be working under those wires. The police, obviously, they had their hands full with the traffic. And the crews, I just want to commend the crews at work. It was a difficult call. Unfortunately, when you get there and you see you can't do anything, and then they assisted with the police as far as when we had to remove the person from the vehicle, and then the police make their what arrangements they need to after that.
Yeah.